Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah! Rock on! Rock on!
So this is part four of our live adventure podcast. 6 hours.
Yeah, 6 hours, man.
How did we settle on 6 hours?
Because we thought that six was a round number and a good number to land on. So I was like, let's just go for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was...
24 hours.
No, we were going to do 24 hours, but six is...
What, you want to do more or you want to do less?
No, I think six is good. Six is good. Six is a lot of hours.
Yeah, six is like a flight to Dubai.
Is that how you consider all time? And like yeah,
I,
where the flight?
I judge time on flights, so I will go like, oh, it's gonna take me 3 hours. That's like a flight to Portugal. That's how I judge it. Always, I always judge it like that. Really? But also, we just had our little bit of a break there. We have like a little 5 minute break. I ate a burger in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I did. I nailed it in 2 minutes. Right, we got our next guest. Are you excited? I'm super excited about this, man. I am so excited about this. This guy makes me laugh every single day.
Every day?
Every day. I think every single day he makes me chuckle. I'm not lying there. I'm being completely honest. No, I'm not lying. Every day? I'm going to say every day. Hey, why don't we bring it out? Welcome to the Aaron Kraskel, everybody! Yes! Yes!
We good, yeah?
Yes!
Finally, we're here.
Yes! Why is your wolf wearing a bandana?
I bought this off... Do you know what I have a story about this? This jumper's too small for me, yeah? Okay. It's a good undergarment.
Okay.
Let me show you.
Okay.
So it's not a wolf, it's a cat.
When I'm on the tube, I'm like this, yeah? Look.
I quite like that though.
On the tube.
I quite like that you're doing that.
I don't like it.
Yeah, when Aaron wears his jumper and he stands with his hand in the air, it pulls up so you can see your tummy. But you've got a good tummy, man.
It's rubbish.
Nah, you look like you're...
Dad bod is in though, I don't care.
I don't think you have
You've got a bit of a dad bod, do you?
I don't have a dad bod.
Yeah, you've got a gorgeous bod.
Yeah, but not as gorgeous as yours. But depends what you're into, right?
I'm into food, mate.
Are you into food? Do you think that's what you're into?
Heavily.
More?
And jumpers.
I'm going to cut this short because my girlfriend's promised me an Indian tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That really? Is your go-to one? Yeah, you like a curry?
Mate, I could eat it every day.
No, you couldn't.
No, I promise you.
It's absolute lies.
What's your go-to dish?
Do you know what? My local Indian does a dish for me. So they give me chicken tikka pieces in a boona sauce. Oh. So it's a chicken tikka boona.
What is it? What's in a boona?
It's like a tomatoey based, quite spicy... quite fruity sauce.
It's a pasta dish. So you've basically gone for... You want a pasta sauce with like a tikka. That's
yeah,
what you've gone
and
for.
And naan bread.
Oh my God. But dude, listen, man. I feel like you've looked like you've lost weight. You look fit and healthy and well.
I've been trying. I've just stopped drinking. It's a drinking thing I had to stop.
Really?
Yeah, it got ridiculous.
Just but drinking most days.
It's social media. It's people going up to you going, oh my God, yeah. And I'm like, yes, let's go for a beer.
Did you? Well, you just went around the street just saying that to random people. Hey, what's
yeah,
up? Let's,
yeah,
go, for
let's
a beer.
Go for a beer. Mate, I'm from Dover, yeah? And when this first kicked off for me about 5 years ago, I was coming to London for meetings. And you Londoners, man, are alcoholics. Any excuse? Oh, okay, it's like 10:30, maybe a wine. I was going to meetings at like 1 p.m, and it was like, oh yeah, and it was just
you
drinks,
were hammered.
Drink. And I was just like, oh my God. It got to the point where I was drinking nearly every day.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
like, I got to the point, so now.
And then it
like,
makes you feel crap, right?
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah,
and I was missing days, like I was hungover, so I was missing shooting days.
Yeah.
And it got to the point, so now I've got a little thing. So I drive 20 miles to a train station, leave my car there, then go to London.
Oh, so then you can't.
So I have to drive back. I can't drink in London.
Yeah.
That is a good.
I've left my car there about 20 times. But I'm getting better. I'm getting so much better. Yeah,
and sometimes you don't even remember where you put your car. Yeah. No. Then other times you just ride back home.
I just forget. Like sometimes I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, my car. I've had like three drinks. Can't even, like, I can't do nothing. Is it like now? I don't.
Have you slept in your car yet?
No. Aaron. Absolutely not.
Aaron, have you ever slept in your car?
Yes, I have, yeah. Yeah, but you can get in trouble. My friend got arrested because he left the pub. It was so cold, he couldn't get home. So he got in his car, turned the ignition on and put the heaters on.
Oh, no, because that looks
the
like he's
trying to. The police pulled him over. The police got to his car and said, because you've turned the ignition on, you're in charge of the vehicle, you're getting done for drink driving.
Oh my
it's
God.
Honestly, it's a thing. It was a thing.
Mate, I would do that as well. If I saw a police car around the corner, I'd go, hello? I was just sleeping in here.
At least turn the ignition on, get out, put them on full, get back in 15 minutes when the car's warm, and then turn the ignition off. But when you're drunk, you do not do that.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're drunk, you don't.
When you're drunk, you just drive home.
Oh my God.
But apparently there's that thing, what is it, if you there was always that rumour that I don't actually drive. I still don't drive.
You still don't drive.
I don't drive. No, I don't drive. I've taken, guess how many times I've taken, I've booked my theory test.
Yep.
I've booked my theory test 47 times.
But never done it.
No, well, I've done it twice, failed twice, but I booked it 47.
You've got too
much
money, mate.
It's not. Aaron, no, you're looking
that's
at the
like,
wrong.
It's like £35 a go. So
£23 a go.
There you go. So I times that by 47.
All right, I'll tell you
please
right now.
Please do it now.
Okay, fine. It will, look at this. Don't worry about it. So it's
awful.
23 times 47. But when it's you £1,081 on a theory test.
Absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
they
not.
They must like, love you.
They go. I literally go. Welcome back. Hello, everyone.
You're going to pass one day.
Yeah,
except
but
only,
I'll help
except
you.
You've only been twice.
Yeah,
you've
but they know my name now. So it's like, oh, there
how many driving lessons you had?
I've had about 20, I reckon. I can drive.
You can drive.
I drive on the road. I just don't have a
do you
license.
Really?
No, obviously I don't. I drive drunk on the road. I just don't have a license.
thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
Dude, man, hey, you are blowing up right now.
It's crazy again. I don't know where it's coming from again.
So we met each other. First time we met each other was back in there. We were doing a show called In Bed With Jamie, which is where we chatted in bed.
Got in our dramas. That was awesome, wasn't it?
Dude, it was so great. And you, honestly, you were one of the funniest people I'd come across. Because normally when you meet people on social media and things like that who have like funny videos and stuff like that, in life sometimes they're not that
funny. I've met a few, yeah.
But you're just generally really funny as well.
Thank you.
No worries.
I just think I'm mentally ill.
Yeah, but that's always a good thing. I mean, it means being a bit more creative and stuff like that. But also, it's just more where, when I met you, you were on like a million followers or something like that. Mm. You're now on like 2.7.
Nine.
2.9?
9 million.
You're not on 9 million.
3 million on Insta, 6 million on Facebook.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's gone crazy.
Does it keep going up and up and up?
Yes, just... Well, I'm on 2.7. I made the decision because I've always been a Facebooker.
Uh-huh.
And it started getting crazy. I was like, yes, I'm really great. And I was just stuck. I was like, yeah, I'll make videos. They do well. And my following's great. And I was like, yeah, but what do I do? So I started Instagram in like 2014. And I kept getting... I think it was last November.
Mm-hmm.
I was on 400K following, and it was going 1,000 a day, losing 1,000 a day, up a fat, and I was just stuck. And I made a decision to like slow down on Facebook and YouTube and focus on Instagram. And in like just over a year, it's gone up to 2.7 million.
How?
I just just constant.
But what are you mostly posting? What?
Vines.
Yeah,
you know, I do like 30-second to 1 minute videos. I do public reaction. I do sketch based videos. I do kind of pranky videos but the joke is always on me. I've always had a following where when I first started doing this, I was working in the bookies and it was I was working in William Hill, yeah. Yeah, honestly, I drove past it every day and I'm like, oh, makes me feel a little bit sick.
Wait, I want to start. What was it like working in the bookies?
Horrendous.
People are just miserable in there, aren't they, as well?
I hate gambling. I hate the fact that it just destroys lives, like literally.
It really does.
I watched a guy, this is my story, right? I watched a guy in 3 hours do 12 grand.
No.
Yeah.
On a machine?
On two machines.
What was he playing?
He was playing both at the same time. He was off his tits.
12 grand.
12 grand in 3 hours. 3 hours, 40 minutes.
But what game is he playing?
Just roulette.
You're working in the William Hill. You were,
yeah.
You were in there. Then what, you started making videos?
Do you know Snapchat?
Yeah.
So Snapchat had an update.
Do I?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is when Snapchat was just photos.
Yeah. And, is it still around, Snapchat?
Yeah. So it's really, I think it's still big, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. A lot of people are having complications with it. I think they've made the app so confusing now, it's hard to, people are getting annoyed with it.
I just get sent a lot of vaginas and willies on it. That's what I get sent.
I never got boob pictures, man.
You never got boob pictures?
No.
Well, mine's just a family group, so it's just my siblings. So that's
Sent
a lot.
But the app got an update, and it said 10-second videos. I was like, oh my god! So I started doing these 10-second, or can't remember. It was 10 seconds, 10-second videos, and my family and friends were like, oh my god, these are so. I was working at William Hill, and they were like, these are really good on Snapchat, and they were like, these are really good, but they're only lasting 24 hours. So do something about it. Get like a Facebook page or do something. I was like, okay, I will. So
but were you always funny?
No, yeah, you, class you, clown, fun, like, yeah. But funny looking. Like, no, but it's like,
yeah.
I just started doing like these stupid like tutorials, like, hey guys, oh, health and safety, like doing stuff with like fire extinguishers and that, like it was so stupid. And then I got a Facebook page and it went up to like 10,000 followers in like 3 weeks. And I was like, oh Jesus. I didn't know how to control that. I completely left it. I was, because it scared the hell out of me. I was like, there's 10,000 people who want me to be funny all the time. I was like, I can't. I left it completely behind. And I was like, look, I don't want to do this anymore. But I went to the pub one day and my friend said, have you seen this Vine app? You've got to be funny in 6 seconds. It's like a new app that's come out. All the Americans are on it. And I was like, oh man, I've got to give that a go. So I started doing these 6 second videos. They were awful. Like, you could do stop motion. So I'd like drink a bit of my Coke, put it back, and then it'd go down. I was like, haha. And no one.
Wait, that was your video?
No one was liking it. And I was like, on this app. And I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? But one day I made this stupid video in like Morrison's or Tesco's or something, wherever it was. And the peanut butter was out of stock or something. And I was like, I was doing a video. I'm like, oh God, I can't believe it. And I shouted in the video and it was rubbish. But I watched the video back when I got home. And in the background, there was an old lady who went, oh. When I went, oh God!
Wait, hang on. What did she do?
And I thought to myself, I just made that woman jump by making a noise. And I thought, right, that's and I started going out and I started testing the water. Like I'd be on the bus and I was trying. I weren't videoing, but I'd start going like meow, and I'd look and people were going. And I was like, oh, mate, this is me. This is actually me. So I decided family-friendly comedy, no swearing, jokes always on me to get the laugh. I started doing awkward headphones, singing in public. I started doing beat drops where I dance in public. I started doing awkward conversations where I was on the phone and I've got like a hidden camera there, but I'm on the phone in like in an aisle and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I slept with her. It's my next door neighbour. And then the people are like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is gold. So I started putting them on. I got to like 250,000 followers.
Yeah.
And then brands started contacting me. Like, hello, can you do this for us? I was like, can we speak to your agent? I was like, I work in William Hill. Like, I haven't got an agent. What is an agent? Like, is that like 007 or something? Like, yeah. I was like, what's going on? And then Starbucks contacted me and they were like, we want to give you
this money. You to work here.
Mate.
Yeah. We want you to, we're headhunting you from William Hill. We really want you to come
so
work.
So I started making coffee. And then...
And my career was going up and up and up.
I had no idea how to talk to these people. So they were like, have you got an agent or a manager? I was like, no.
This guy, he lost 12 grand in William Hill.
I know how to make people spend their money. So you got to hire me.
So I noticed Kate Lawler from Big Brother followed me on Vine.
Okay.
So I messaged her and said, look, I've got these people contacting me. How do I go about it? She's like, you've got to talk to my management. I was like, okay, no worries. So I had a meeting in London. I had to take a day off work to go to London to have a meeting with Becca Barr, who's my manager 4 years now. But I met her and she was like, we'd love to take you on. I was like, oh my God. So I started seeing like brands contacting me and it was like, oh my God, oh my God. But anyway, Starbucks, the original one, I went back to them. It was a Christmas thing, but I went back to them in January and said, look, I've got an agent now. And I was like, oh, okay, we'll test the water with you. And it was $5,000 they give me. And I was on a grand a month at William Hill. I was on about taking home about once. I had 170 quid left a month. I had nothing. Really? Yeah, nothing. I had mortgage, kids. I had nothing.
How do you survive on that?
Well, you just. Do you know what? I wouldn't
what,
be able
isn't to... that 170 quid a
but
month?
But I did then, but now...
Oh, at the end of everything. That's what, is that the end of everything?
Everything.
So once you paid your mortgage and everything, that's what you had left? I thought you had £170 a month.
No.
That's, I was like, how do you pay a mortgage?
£170 to last you the month.
Okay, that's okay.
So they said, we'll give you £5,000. And I was like, that is 5 months' money.
Yeah.
So I went home and said to my girlfriend, Charlotte, I was like, look, I've been offered this. She was like, just shut up and go to work. This is make-believe bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you're making us look stupid. Dancing, you're on Facebook, you're being an idiot. Like, just
people
calm down. Just,
get,
just stick thing. To your job and just leave all this behind you. See, just leave. And this is before, on YouTube at the time, it was like, so I had a point at this blog. There was no one doing this stuff. Like, now you go on Facebook or Instagram, everyone's doing videos. Everyone's getting the likes and chucking bottles of water over each other. And it's just gone crazy. But she said to me, look, just go to work, just forget about it. I was like, okay. So I went part-time without her knowing.
I love that you went part-time.
No, because I had the money. I got the money.
Yeah.
She thought it was crap, bull crap, they weren't going to pay me. I got the money, yeah. And I went part-time
you
without
went,
her
I'm going to go to William Hill like that guy on Roulette.
I went part-time. It lasted 3 days and I quit my job.
Really?
Without her knowing. I was leaving my house in my work uniform, getting changed at the bus stop, round the corner from my house, videoing. I do 6 videos a day. I was doing 6, 10 videos a day, trying to get somewhere. I kept getting spotted out by her parents and stuff. I was kept making excuses up. And then one day I just went home and I was like, I was honest with her. I said, look, I quit my job 2 weeks ago. She's like, oh my God, what have you done? Like, we're going to split up. You've just ruined everything. And I put the £5,000 on the table in front of her. And she was just like, where's that money from? She's like, I thought I was drug dealer.
Yeah.
She thought, oh, Aaron's back to his old ways with his old friends. It's like, that's the money they paid me. You've got to believe in me. And then 5 years.
Dude, that's insane. Yeah, you're like a serious, you used to go to the bus stop and get changed.
Get changed, have a backpack on. You can see in my old original videos, you can see me wearing a rucksack.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But that's a, you know, you, as you said, you had a mortgage, you have a family, yep. you still have a family, obviously, and all that kind of stuff. And you then take that huge leap to kind of go, right, I'm going to go and do something which has not security and things like that.
Nothing.
I don't really know what's
nothing.
Going on here.
It was just make-believe. Like, brands weren't contacting influencers. It was happening, but it was all more beauty vlogs.
It was quite niche.
Man, it was crazy. And I was the first person my management took on social media. So it was like, but now everyone's on social media. You've got to have a backing. I notice all these big celebs now are trying to back themselves up with social media now. Yeah. They're trying to get on the bandwagon of, so that's for me. I've gone from social media and now I'm trying to get into different areas where people are in different areas trying to get into social media. Massive people are asking for my help and it's like, oh my God, like it's just gone crazy.
Yeah, but I think you're one of the rare people who have like cross boundaries and cross borders, where you see like a lot of, so a lot of TV people try and go and do YouTube and it doesn't really work, and the, or social media, and social media people try and go and do television and it doesn't normally work. But I think you're the person who's actually crossed over. You did that great show with Russell Kane, wasn't it?
Yeah, Superman Smartphone, that was great.
Which, what happened in that one?
Oh, so basically we had to get sent to the desert and survive on your, because I've built my career on my phone, they wanted me to survive on my phone in a desert.
That's what my actual diary entry today is about, people being stupid about phones getting smarter.
Oh God,
that's
so I had to Google everything to survive. So I found a lizard. I'm so sorry for people who are vegan and stuff like that. I ate a lizard.
But you actually found one later.
Or animal rights people, but it was dead for the program. Come on, they put it there. Anyway,
did you eat it?
To eat, mate. We had to Google stuff. We had Wi-Fi packs with us to help us. We had to ring people from America, like survivalists, to help us survive. It was horrendous. Like, I was physically scared for my life. Like, it was
really?
Oh man, what a show.
Dude, but it's intense. But do you think, but now that you're in your position you are, do you find it like, because you're coming, how many videos do you do a week, do you think?
Oh God, at the moment, 3 to 4.
That's insane, man.
How long?
30 seconds to 1 minute.
Oh, for Instagram is.
Instagram, Facebook, But Facebook, I do compilations now. So it's like, I make loads through the week on Insta, Twitter, and then I put them into big compilations for Facebook.
Once or twice a week.
Yeah, but what's your backlog that you have, right? Like, so do you shoot 4 a week and you put
I'm scheduled up for like 3 days now, till like Monday I'm scheduled up till.
Oh man, that's so intense.
It is crazy. I haven't had a holiday. My kids have never been on a plane. I haven't had a holiday in 4 years.
Really?
You
just can't do it.
Nothing. You just can't do nothing.
But then that's the issue, right? Is that sometimes?
But I've chosen that. I've chosen to do that. And I love what I do.
And you enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, I love what I do. But like you said, the pressure is horrendous. Like, it is.
Yeah. Crazy. Why couldn't you go on holiday and also make videos whilst you're?
Because it's just not. I just want to spend time with my family. Yeah. You know what I mean, like a holiday. My girlfriend, like, she would love just for me to put my phone down. But it's just. Man, do you know what I mean? It's just hard. Yeah. It's such a hard thing. And
but then also with that, like, then this, I feel like this has been like a bit of a common theme today, because we've had like lots of people who do stuff on social media and things like that, and everyone kind of relates to the fact of the pressure of, you know, this is so funny. And going back to the statistic at the beginning, we were talking about today, is something like 70% of under 15 or 16 year old people in the UK want to be a YouTuber.
YouTuber, same as my son. He's 9.
But they don't realise the. But I mean, okay, there is life.
He used to be a gamer.
Oh, he wants to be a gamer, but there's a lot of pressure in life anyway, right? In terms of like financial pressure, relationship pressure, getting a job pressure, stuff like that. But then when you throw something and like an industry like being a YouTuber, an influencer, or whatever you want to call it, into the mix, where you're working for yourself, you have to do everything every single day. And if you suddenly stop working, then you know you're not going to be earning any money. And I don't think the younger generation realise it that much.
80% of my work through the year is free. 20% is like brand deals.
Really?
So 80%. So I haven't had a brand deal since March.
Really?
Yeah. But it's like still every day I'm working.
You've got to keep that. You've got getting to keep that content
in social media at the level I'm at as well. If I take a week off, you kind of get punished by apps.
Really?
Because they kind of take your reach away. You have to build that back up again to get to your followers.
Wait, explain that more. I don't get this.
I don't really know. I mean, I've had. So I broke my shoulder a couple of years back, and then I lost my dad in December. So I took a good couple of weeks off last December just gone, because I lost my dad.
Yeah.
It's like I had to. I haven't even had time to grieve properly because of my relentless work. Like, it's like I took 2 weeks off, and then I found myself in January trying to build myself back up again. I was like, what's going on my pages? Like, my followers aren't really seeing my posts. Like,
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It's kind of like a punishment. I don't understand.
They do. They almost like hold it back, because there was this big YouTube, a big Instagrammer who posted this thing, and suddenly it, like, normally she was getting like 5,000-6,000 likes, whatever. This picture got like 200 likes, so she posted another thing, said, "Have you seen this picture, or did you just not like it?" And everyone was like, "No, I haven't seen it."
Yeah.
So people just aren't seeing
it's
it.
Madness.
They're like, they're holding things back. I think because if they sense you're a business or you've got a lot of, they want you to pay to promote your posts.
I've heard a certain app. I'm not going to mention who, but if you do one paid post, they will punish you for the rest of the time you're on there. They will hold back your reach to force you to pay to get them back.
Wait. Say this again.
I say if I put a post out on this certain app,
yeah,
and I put a grand behind that to get out to 2 million people. Or, no, say, I put £10 behind that spend, behind the video, which gets it out to about 200 people.
Yeah.
The next video, they hold your reach back a little bit on purpose to try and get you to pay to get them up again.
Yeah. I occasionally press that little boost button, and that does absolutely F all for me.
I can't. I go, all right,
I'll boost it, and then I boost it, and I put like £10 and nothing happens. Yeah. I just
And it's just you naked in the mirror.
But I've never paid
my naked
post. I don't really get
Was that a serious post?
Which one?
The one where you're like in your boxes with the camera looking at
What them. The hell, Jamie? Are you serious?
That's like a year and a half
Was that a serious
post?
It was a year and a half.
Yeah, it's a year and a half. I check this picture?
It's a year and a half old.
Was it an ironic picture?
No, it
or
wasn't.
Was it?
Look, I had just come back from a grueling time and I thought, you know what? I'm going to just do some self-appreciation. And I thought I'd take a photo of me. It's way back. You won't be able to see it. It's way,
I'm
way...
going to find it, mate.
Okay, it's fine. It's with me sitting in my boxes. I got a shaved head and I'm just... Take a photo of me and... Why is it ironic? It's not ironic.
Why? I would hope it was.
On, it's not ironic. It was me just saying, look, this is me. I'm not hiding behind any filters.
Well, he's got Kate. What's this in his mouth?
What's that in my mouth?
Pink sky in the morning. Yeah. Naked with an apple in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that what I've...
Jamie, obviously... I like that. I'm gonna like it.
See, there you like it. No, but I'm a big thing. I think social media... There's a meme of naked.
Look at this, guys.
We're just running through my...
I'm banned for that.
He's pulling out all the stops, trying to get his likes. Still not working.
I don't...
Even hired an agency.
So you've got nipples in there as well. You've got a full body naked.
Yeah.
I done a video the other week of me naked eating pizza in the shower, torso up. And it got taken down. No, because of my fat, I'm fat.
Do they go, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got a six pack. He's got a six pack. Let's give him a 200 grand reach. Christ.
No, but I want a lot of, you know, people in our industry. Mental health is a big thing on the rise. Because of the pressures that we have to go through. Well, especially someone like you have to go through every single day trying to produce content, come up with new content. Yeah. It's tricky, right?
I've learned to deal with it now. If I haven't got a video idea, I won't go out. I just won't do a video because
really?
I just used to literally... Like, it was horrendous, crippling. I used to laugh, not laugh, but before I started doing this, I was always a lad in a pub with my boys and all that. What? And then mental health was never really spoken about, like, especially anxiety. Anxiety was a laughable thing, like, just man up, you idiot. Like,
exactly what I used to think. Yeah.
Mate, I'm crippled now. Like, like, the other day, I've been getting really better because I stopped drinking. I found that it was actually, when I first stopped drinking, it was horrendous. I was like, oh my God.
Because you're not self-medicating in that sense. Yeah.
I done 40 days until I fell off the wagon a couple of times, but I done 40 days straight with nothing.
Yeah.
Like no smoking, no drinking. I'm smoking 20 a day again now. But
perfect.
I've been out to drink like three times in the last month, which it was normally 2 to 3 times a week when I'd be mashed. But now...
But your productivity as well.
My mental health, my especially my creativeness to get out.
Clarity of mind.
I was waking up like, But
what do you think that was because of? Do you think it was because of the pressure or was it because of the
worry
about...
Yeah, I used to drink. The thing what I couldn't come to terms with, I've been to see people, I've spoke to people, I've been sat in rooms with people and tried speaking to people. And the thing I can't grasp is the fact that I like to go for a drink on a Tuesday afternoon in an empty pub by myself and get wankered.
Yeah.
Where my friends are all out on the weekends. I can't deal with weekends, man. It's too much, too manic. I don't know why. I just want to be on my own. And it's such a worrying thing.
Yeah, but I think, Aaron, that's
Personality, it's a temperament thing.
You know? I don't know.
You're clearly a creative person, and you obviously enjoy being in your mind and you know, coming up with ideas. Yeah. And I think sometimes if you have a lot of people around you, it can actually get in the way of your thought process, right?
So, but also, I think...
I just don't understand it.
I would say it's more, maybe you're like me, where me and you have to be the centre of attention and we have so much pressure to be like the funniest and And so then for when we're like around people, it's so much pressure. So life is like being pressure because you have to do like posts and making content, whatever it is.
Yep.
And then when you're seeing your friends, there's pressure there because you feel like you have to be the funniest as well there.
And so especially mine's family friendly. So you never mention alcohol. I've turned down alcohol brands, gambling brands...
But why do you choose that route?
I just feel... I just want to let... I don't know. I just want to be... I don't know. I want to be
well,
like...
You believe in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. There's no need to swear. Like, there's no need to swear to be funny. Obviously, there's a lot of comedians I follow who
it's
do
a
swear.
Cheap laugh
and
to
it's
swear,
funny.
Yeah.
But like, I just find it sometimes like... On their stories, they're like, hey guys, how are you doing this morning? Like, swear. I'm like, don't swear.
Yeah.
And especially when you've got a lot of younger... my following... 18 to 24 is huge, yeah? It's like my main demographic. Sure. But I've got 13 to 16 year olds. I've got like 30% follow me. So it's like, I'm swearing to 13 year olds. Like, why would you do that? Like, I don't understand. Yeah, how, especially when I've especially like gambling. I've come from a gambling background where I can't say to my, even you get like, you get people off, oh, here's $8,000 to just say, oh, tonight's boxing match is 40-1. Can you please put it on your stories and hashtag ad? I'm like, no.
Yeah, like, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather just have the dignity of saying
and not do it.
And because I could do a post saying, go do it. They could sign up to this, say, William Hill, and then the boxing match is gone, but they've done $1,000 of their mum's money or their wages, or, and it's my fault.
Yeah.
And I've destroyed a life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never going to do that.
You have a lot more heart than Francis.
It's horrendous.
Yeah. Right, what, you got a bet? I'll do it in a jiffy. There you go.
I've never done that.
No, but I think, but also, what about, I always just think with you, you could go into things like stand-up and go touring and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got offered that before.
Why don't you do something like that?
Because I just find that, I find that absolutely scary.
But why?
I can do a video in front of, if you tell me there's a cinema down the road with 1,000 people in it, I would walk in the middle of it and do a video. See, put me on a stage in front of you guys here. I've got to be. I've got to make you laugh. That is horrific.
See, I'm so the opposite. Jesus. To you. Say there's 1,000 people in a cinema where I have to go and stand in the middle of the room and say something stupid. I would.
You're running out in seconds.
You know, I would die at that. But put me on a stage in front of 100,000 people and tell me to talk to them. I would be all right doing that.
Oh man, that would frighten me.
It's so. But what is that? What is that? What are you, Francis?
But stand up's more than just talking. It's like, no, actually, I'm not making them laugh.
Right? Yeah, but you're saying that you, even if you have to give a speech, right? If you had to give a talk to a thousand.
I've spoken in front of crowds. Yeah, I'm not too bad. Like, of like.
It's where you have to be the humour side.
I'm not nervous now because you're leading this.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? If I was here and I'm like, you make me scared. Even looking at the guys, like I'm like, whoa.
Because they're all judging us. That's why. but I don't.
I don't know what it is. My life is just weird.
But then how do
what
you?
What is wrong with my mind?
But then how do you block out? How do you block out that kind of awkwardness and that embarrassment that is so like rife in your videos,
I love
right?
It.
But how do you block that?
I don't understand. Adrenaline, like I stand in Oxford Circus waiting to get on the tube. If it's not busy enough, I won't get on the tube.
Really?
I have to get on the busy tube to do my videos.
Yeah,
I want it rammed like sardines until I'm next to people and I'm like, and they're like, oh God, I can get off at the next stop.
But has anything ever gone wrong? What is it?
Oh,
with,
man,
what things have gone wrong
I've been
before?
Punched twice.
No, you haven't. Come on.
Horrendous. I got banned from my local Marks and Spencers because they thought I was taking pictures of women.
You can relate.
I know.
I know what you're talking about.
They come to my place of work. It was in 2013 when I just started. I was obviously in the I was doing this, and it was
You have
female.
A selfie stick, and you're
no. I do everything. I do everything like over here or here, and I got a complaint. The police rang. They come to my place of work. They were like, when they walked in, they were like, oh, Aaron, like you've been in Marks and Spencer's. They knew what I did.
Yeah.
So they did, but the women thought I was taking pictures of them secretly. The worst one I ever got. This is the most horrendous story. When I was doing my see you later, so I'd walk up to people, I'd be like, they'd be here shopping, I'd go psst in their ear, they're like, and I'd go, it's 2-for-1 in Tesco's. Flip my glasses down, I'm like, see you later, and walk off. They were just the most simplest videos. Anyway, I got this little lady.
How little? Like a borrower size?
So tiny. This little Asian lady it was.
Yeah.
But I used to, back then, I used to walk out of the shop really quick, look at my phone, because look at the video and go, yes, it's a good one. As I was looking, she'd come up behind me and went, what did you do to me? Grabbed my shoulder. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. I just do YouTube. And she's like, please delete it off your phone. I'm in witness protection. Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I had to delete everything off my phone. She went through my camera roll, my WhatsApp, everything. She was like, is it off your phone? I was like, yeah. She traveled from Hong Kong or somewhere because that fella was quite high up in the crime syndicate.
Was there a part of you thought this is good content?
This is,
this is gold.
And there was one more. I caught a couple having an affair.
Really?
Yeah. So on Valentine's, it was like 3 years ago, I'd done a sketch called The Guy Who Can't Find Love. So I got to like, I'd walk in Clinton's and I'd hold a card and I'd be like, and there's like people next to me going, oh my God, what's up with him? But I was on the tube and there was a couple kissing, and I stood there and I got them all in, I got them in shot, and I was like, and they stopped kissing and looked at me. They were like, oh my God, what the hell? Anyway, I uploaded the video, and it went viral, smashed it. The next day, my management rung me and they were like, you've got to take that video down. We've had someone ring the office, whispering down the phone, and it was behind her husband's back.
No. Yeah. So you outed.
She got caught and everything. It was pretty bad.
I mean, I feel like that's just karma, though. I feel like you're like a superhero.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. My management wanted details of why she wanted it taken down, and she went right into it, and yeah, I caught them having an affair.
Hey, Aaron, I've got to stop you there for 1 second, because what we like to do in the podcast is our little bit of form we have is that we read a little bit of a diary, and Francis is going to read us a little bit of his diary. Hmm. So go ahead, Francis.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
Just sit back, man. Relax. Just chill out.
Wednesday. Sometimes...
I love this. Going on. It's just great. Look at that.
Wednesday. Sometimes I'm so clever that I can't even figure out what I'm doing.
I honestly thought that was going to be the end.
Oscar Wilde said that. To be precise, he said, I'm so clever, I often don't even understand a word I'm saying. But anyway, Wilde evidently liked to tell everyone how smart he was. Like the story of when he was coming through to the US through US customs and was asked if he had anything to declare. He said, nothing but my genius, he quipped.
Quoting Oscar Wilde?
No, I'm talking about it. Why would US Customs and Excise be interested in that? What a time waster. They're just trying to do their job, and then they've got some poncy Englishman trying to tell them how clever he was. I doubt they would have found the funny side. But if Oscar was so clever, I'm sure he knew exactly what he was doing. Probably angling for that full cavity search.
Have you ever had a full cavity search?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You haven't lived, my friend.
I've done a few bits.
You haven't lived.
I live in Dover, mate. It's a dirty place. Yeah.
Thursday. Is it just me, or is the world getting stupider whilst our phones are getting smarter?
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if the two are linked. Everyone feels like they have instantaneous access to information, so perhaps this has been catalytic to the trend of anti-intellectualism sweeping the nation. Or the world, even. So maybe it's actually a rational step in our evolution towards the singularity. Maybe stupid is the new smart. Maybe Jamie Lang is the new Oscar Wilde.
Wow. Where'd you get time to write this stuff?
Just hanging out, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, thank you.
But this is the thing. Have you ever had an IQ test?
No.
You've never had an IQ test?
Should we do one?
I did one.
Ask Aaron Lyon an IQ test question, and we'll see if we can get it right.
Well, I mean, it's not really like that. There's like a lot of it's like creating pattern recognition.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
You want me to do an IQ test? I didn't write IQ test exams.
Do you know roughly any question from an IQ test?
There are some that are like. There's a language one, and there's a sort of Cattell's whatever is. I could probably find a good question.
Do you know what I feel like, Aaron? I feel like you and I are secret geniuses. I honestly feel like this is true. Okay, I'm not even kidding you. I feel like we maybe not that book smart,
say
but I'm
secret arc. Even. Oh,
yes,
you do.
It's a secret that nobody knows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But were say you, a secret that an IQ test wouldn't even know.
Yeah, they wouldn't pick it up. How were you like in school? You said you were
horrendous. I didn't go to school.
You just never went there?
No. Expelled, or what? No. For the last 2 years. So basically, I was in school 93 to 98. So it was back in the day when you skived, your mum and dad didn't know.
Yeah, because there was they couldn't message everyone.
My little boy's late 5 minutes and I get a text. Schools are grasses. I never. So the last 2 years, year 10 and year 11, I went for a registration in the mornings, and then went to lunch, and then we never went back to school. We just skived every day for like 2 years.
Okay, so this is a sort of...
I'm just brushing over that really quick. Yeah, there we go.
This I wasn't listening. This is a sort of typical IQ test question.
Get your buzzer ready.
Yeah, okay, ready?
Okay. Bam! Which one of the... No, you won't need to...
Yeah, we are.
Which one of the five is least like the other four? Dog, mouse, lion, snake, elephant.
Snake is a reptile.
Yeah, so...
Jesus Christ!
Oh my! Sorry. What?
Hey, you're still crazy.
That was out of body. I saw myself.
Do another one. Okay. Do another one. Don't do anything with numbers. Just go on. That was
okay. Okay. Mary, who is 16 years old, is four times as old as her brother. How old will Mary be when she is twice as old as her brother?
You got no chance.
Wait, hang on. No,
Mary is a lady.
Mary is 16 years old, is four times as old as her brother. How old will Mary be when she is twice as old as her brother?
So her brother's four.
She'll be 36.
36?
No, she'll be twice as old as her brother. It's not the same brother, it's a different brother. Twice as old.
No, it's not a riddle, it's an IQ.
Riddle me this!
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go for 36.
Okay, well, that's not even actually in the options.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you're not saying anything. You're just sitting there making me look stupid.
Is her brother 4 years old?
So if she is four...
She's 16 and four times older.
Yes, exactly. So
he's four?
Yeah.
Four times four...
Four fours are
16. 16.
So she'll be eight. What are you talking about, Aaron?
God's
sake! No, she'll be 24.
Yeah, so, she'll be 24, man.
24, which is... Because...
Next!
Yeah.
That is just the most
ridiculous.
One. Are we going for a
No, I just don't. I can't do this.
Jamie, I think you are not a genius. That's what we've
really. Weirdly, I'm good at riddles and things like that, but if it comes to IQ tests and stuff like that, I find it quite intense. Hey, Aaron, I just want to say.
Yes.
I think you are a superhero, man. I think you're
And you're a family friendly superhero, because a lot of those other superheroes are
they're not family
they're
friendly.
They're a bit risque.
Yes.
But dude, listen, you're hardworking, you're a family man, you're super kind, you're generous to me every single day. Like you're
thank
just
you, bro.
You're super sweet. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank
today.
You, no. Thank
hey,
you so
dude,
much.
Hey, dude, you're the best. But before you go, we want to ask you one question. You have to leave our audience with something inspirational.
Inspirational?
Do the thing about the reptile.
Yeah. I'm going to say believe in yourself.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I had a vision 5 years ago, believed in myself, and now it's changed me and my family's life. But, just believe in yourself. Even if it gets to the point of nearly splitting up with your missus.
Is that, That's nothing about you.
But put $5,000 on the table.
Yeah. And it works.
And it works.
Aaron Graskell, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.